In a world full of quote-unquote civilized people, two individuals have risen from the rubble with a mission to offend every single one of them. Hello, I'm King Kupal.
Hi, I'm Nika Valdita.
And we are happy to offend. This show is not for the faint at heart. Sex, alcohol, debauchery, you name it, we got it. If you're suffering from ropeness, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Now on with the show. Welcome everyone to the first episode of We Apologize in Advance. My name is Keen Kupal and
I am Mika Maldita.
Yun. All right. So Yon. Mika. Yes, Mika, how was your week, Mika?
It was alright. Pretty okay, but like socks lang, if you know what I mean. Socks what about lang. You though?
Yeah, socks lang. Same shit. I just released a single last weekend. Stream Keep Everyone by Keen Cherry. Fuck all of you, don't stream it. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Don't stream.
Anyway. How about you, Mika? What did you do the whole week?
I baked a lot. Mm. And sang a lot of songs, and pretty much it. And you've been stressing me out with this, so
hey, come on. This is a fun show. Come on. This is the first episode, so come on.
You stressed me out for 2 days, man. 2 to 3 days. Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck you. What are you holding right now?
I am holding a magical wand.
Magical wand.
Magical.
Anyway. Fuck you. Anyway, I'd like to talk about shit about today. Anyway, today the NBA is back. So, yeah, it was fun and shit. So, and there's a feature on the NBA app which is called Tap Cheer for fans. Tap Cheer. Basically, what you do is there's a feature there that you press it, and you can be part of the show. So basically, in the game, you'd see the court, and there's a big screen, and in the screen you'd see the face of like nameless fans. You don't know their names, but they're there. So it's like you're watching a crowd on TV. So I just imagined, because of my fucked up mind, what would happen if like a whack fan
like you, someone like you.
Someone like me, but not, no, fuck you. I'm not like that though.
No, anyway, dude, you would though.
Maybe I will, maybe not.
Oh, oh hey, it's Cookie. Hi, Cookie.
Say hi. Hey, Cookie.
He's like, no, fuck off, bitch. Don't touch me.
Oh. It's a she, not a he. Say hi, Cookie.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Cookie.
Anyway, going back to the story. Imagine if...
Wait lang. Can I just point out na pinakita niya yung script niya? Kasi he's like, I got a perfect shape, man.
Yeah, come on. I'm fucking Mike Enriquez and Ted Filon in one body. Come on, man. I gotta be prepared for the shit, man.
Like, he kept looking down. Because I gotta look at my script. And, you know, I don't know. Anyway, carry on.
Fuck you, Mika. Anyway, back to the story of Tap to Cheer in the NBA app. What if a dank fan was watching it and he was like topless? I mean, butt naked and shit. And what if he was like jacking off on the camera? And the NBA showed it on the screen. Tang ina. You imagine how fucked up that would be.
Fucked up. It is you, I swear. It's you. You're the only person who would do that.
No, I won't do that, man. I have a music career to save, so fuck you.
Stream Keep, guys. Stream Keep.
Stream Keep. Stream Keep, Drama and Siga. Yeah. All right, Mika. Before we go to our first segment, how about we talk about the drinking game that you thought for this episode.
Oh yeah. So pretty much. So parang tunwari. Wait up. Give me a sec.
Sige lang. Take your time.
Sige lang, sige lang. So parang ginaon niya. So, kunwari, you take like either shot or a call, ginaon, take a shot every time he or I do or whatever I say. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense. Sorry.
Basta parang yan, sa sauna lang.
If I say, parang sa sauna lang tayo na. Oy, bawal politics. Joke lang. One half. Pwede. Kind of.
Oh no, the internet is wrong.
Anyway, so yeah. So every... What?
The internet was kind of fucked up. But okay, we're good. We're good again.
So safe, safe, safe.
Safe, safe, safe.
Okay. So, kapag every time sinabi ko na, or si Kiyani, sabi niya, so, or alam mo ba, or bitch, or so yeah, or fuck, or you take a shot. So, we all know who's gonna get drunk though, and it's him, not me, because he's a weak-ass little bitch. And fuck, he takes you, shots, Mika. Like sips. Like, little sips, like, kala mo, baby, shot.
I hate you, Mika. So wait, let's get this straight. So what are the key words to not say so we cannot take a shot?
So, alam mo ba, bitch, so yeah, fuck, and
Seriously?
Yeah, because like it's so typical. So for a shot card, dude, you know.
God damn it. Alright, so there are 6 words, alright? 6 words for us to not say.
You said so though.
Later, I'll drink later.
Ang daya.
I hate you. Anyway. Oh, god damn it, I said...
See ya! That is all you.
I hate
you,
Mika.
So you have 2 shots now.
All right.
See you, 2 shots. Yo, wait, right. Let's add I hate you, Mika.
I think there's going to be a shot counter in the post-processing of this video. Anyway, the keywords to not say, to not take a shot is... So, alam mo ba, bitch, so yeah, fuck, and Those are 6 words, guys. 6 words.
6 words that he will say continuously.
Anyway,
every damn sentence.
Anyway. Before we go to the first segment, I must take my shots. I hate you, Mika.
2 shots.
How do you determine 2 shots?
Get a shot glass. Or sige, if you wanna take a shot na lang from the bottle.
Yeah.
Pero no. Get a shot glass na lang. You have naman eh. Full shots, huh, by the way.
First episode, guys. First episode. Alright. First shot. Cheers. See, that's full. That's a full shot. Oh, by the way, I'm drinking a Sky Vodka. Sky Vodka.
All right. Kasi ma-arte siyang nila lang.
Mahal ba to?
Doesn't wanna drink.
My dad bought this for me. Gin. Anyway.
Oh, daddy.
First shot, guys. First shot.
Ayan na, yung face niya na susuka siya. Like, di niya kaya. But he's gonna make it pigil. See?
Chill.
See, what a weak little bitch.
Chill.
Also, the other day, we drank, and then he fucking puked so many times. Like, what a weak bitch.
I hate you.
And he drank.
Hey, you said
fucking
bitch.
Fucking vodka lang. Vodka.
You said bitch, man. You said bitch. Shot. You said bitch.
I am fine. Not weak like you, not choosy.
Alright, so in total, I got 2 shots. And Mika has 1 shot. By the end of this episode, we're both gonna be fucking dead. Anyway.
Just you.
Anyway, let's go to the first segment, which is called Sex O'Clock. Alright, Mika. You do it. Wait, let me do screen... Let me do a screen share.
Yeah, do the screen share thing.
Yeah, let's go to screen share.
So, Key, what is it called? Sex O'Clock. Explain.
Yes, it's called Sex O'Clock. It's basically about us talking about sex. Sex-related stuff.
This is so, Kasi libog siyang tao. That's why.
Me? How about you?
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Wholesome tayo. Wholesome ako eh. Ikaw lang yung libog lagi.
Excuse me?
Anyway. Huh?
Nothing. Go on. Go on with the 6 o'clock segment.
Okay, so 6 o'clock. This is the fucking title. The fucking article says, man steals massive dildo from sex shop and he's still at large. Pretty much it. And then, you know what happens?
All right,
we're
what happened?
We're going to play the damn video.
All right, we're going to play
You played a damn video right now. Play it. Show them. Show how right. fucking shitty their fucking CCTV is.
Yeah, we watched this earlier.
So, you know,
before
you can see the screen record na Spotify keep, so stream that shit.
Yeah, stream that shit, man. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Let's go back. Let's go back. All right, let's go.
Yo, what? There we go.
And we see our American friend here with a face mask. With a fucking face mask. Before this pandemic, he was wearing a face mask. Imagine that. Yep, this is an old article. Oh, there he is.
Right.
And there is the dildo.
Go get that thing. Get that shit. Get that fucking dildo. Ugh. But sa kanya skin color, sa akin purple ang puta.
Oh my god, you just showed your dildo.
Yeah.
Dude.
So this is.
He took the dildo. Like,
dildo.
There weren't any people to stop him or whatever. There wasn't even.
Yeah, diba? See, like, parang. Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, first episode, then there's a lot of technical
difficulties.
Wait, shut up, DMZ. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so. You see that dildo? I just have one question. Oh wait, before before I ask my questions, that dildo is 3 foot long and it's 40 pounds. So yeah.
Wait, what? It's 40 pounds?
The dildo is 40 pounds.
No shit.
Gago, 40 pounds.
What is he gonna do with that, Gago?
I don't know. Yeah, that's my question too. What the fuck do you do with the 3 foot dildo?
Diba? Like, what the fuck are you gonna do with it? Like, are you gonna stick it up in an elephant's ass or whatever? Are you gonna be using it for like Rebecca fetish or something? Or like, I don't know, he's an orgy and I don't know.
Maybe he'll donate it to charity or something.
You know. For what? For them to praise. Tangina.
Alright, episode 1, guys. Episode 1. And we're already talking about dildos. It's fucking awesome. This is a great show. And we've already said the word fuck so plenty of times, but we can't recall how many.
Oh shit, yawa. So take a shot. So you have to take a shot. Yeah, I'll take a shot as well.
Let's take a shot.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Shot gotcha. Counter. Right. Oh shit.
One full shot though.
Oh,
are you gonna drink from the bottle? You keep forgetting to get the glass shot. The shot, Gago.
I can't do shot glasses. It's very hard for me. I'm a pussy. I'm
you're
sorry.
So kasi. Yeah, I know you are.
Okay.
Make it full. Like, make it full. Like, until dito.
Oh, yan. Oh. See.
All right. I'm going to ask, wait, long, dude, I'm fucking drinking gin because, you know, gin is amazing. It's the best thing out there.
How the fuck is gin amazing, dude?
Dude, because I learned from my friends, like, Cinerebs and all that.
Gin is amazing with another drink, but on its own, it's fucking bullshit, man.
Dude, fucking gin, you drink it with your chaser, it's either water or a beer. As in, legit na, ooh, gin, a beer. That's it.
Tang ina. Apir ang puta.
Oh, gago. Chaser yun, gago. pag tipid ka, wala kang water, appear na lang.
So, sobrang tipid mo, pati tubig di mo na mabili, putang ina.
Tough day, tough life, gago.
Oh yeah, we're both from College of St. Benilde. I'm a graduate from export management, and this motherfucker isn't even
graduating. Sige. Thanks.
It's okay. Tamang I still love you. Lang. It's not an attack. Wait. Sige, let me cheer. Let me
cheers,
talk.
Cheers. So, ayaw niya lapit yung shot niya kasi takot siya masisiraan niya yung laptop niya.
Or mali mo maulog sa laptop, dude.
Tunga na. Dapag nahulog, kasalanan mo. Huwag kang bobo.
Tangina, see? Can you hear your accent? Tangina, sobrang binild yan, gago.
Tangina, yung kanya, mas malala. Tangina, he fucking says Mika like, Mika. The fuck?
How do you say Mika anyway? Alright, anyway. Let's shot.
Mika, yeah. So, yeah.
Cheers. Mmm! Fucking hate you.
Hina ang puta.
I fucking hate this game already. What the fuck?
Fuck. Shot again. You said fuck.
Ah! God damn it!
Ah! And ah!
Oy, wala yun.
Fine, walang M. Fine. You're excused.
God damn it! Alright, one more shot. We are in the first segment and I already drank two shots. Four shots in total.
Four bottles.
minus the shots that I've been drinking before the start of the show.
Dude, kailan mo naman sobrang dami nun. Tungan na. Puro reklamo. Ayaw na lang umanam. Tangin na.
Ah.
See, that's the face he does when he can't drink anymore. When he's forced to drink. He's a whiny-ass little bitch.
Anyway, lumalayo tayo sa topic. Let's go back to 6 o'clock and the dildo. Anyway, going back to the dildo, this dildo is 3 foot long and 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
It's 40 pounds. And an employee of the place just said, and I quote, he just picked it up and walked out with it.
Me. That is me. Such a mood. A big mood.
All right. Guys who own any establishment, watch out for Mika Maldita.
Wait. Grabe. That's not true. I'm a very nice person. I don't do that shit. I just know what he feels, why he did that and all that.
Why would he do that anyway?
Because if you think about it, like, what if Trip Long or, like, a friend dared him or just, like, he just walks in, like, parang one day it's like, ooh, wow, that's a fucking huge ass dildo. What if Kuhaenka should the next time he come back? And he does. And then he just walks out. Like, nothing happened. Like, he's just going to take it home. Like, without knowing what to do with it or, like, maybe he has a plan or something. Pero, tingin na, he got it, gago. Tangin na, titry ko yun, gago. 11 awards over 10 we tried stealing one.
And what did they do after? What do you think did they do? Oh, and by the way, the perpetrator is still at large. I don't know if they caught him because there was like an old article. Yeah, and yes, this show does not care about what date the articles were made or anything. Yeah. We just research a lot of stupid articles on the internet and we talk about it. So, yeah. And the more fucked up they are, the more we talk about it. Anyway, maybe the employees... an employee got fired. This is an automatic, man. Somebody got
Dude,
fired.
Dude, most likely.
Utang ina.
Unless you have a way to get out of it, diba?
How do you get out of it? Your job.
You're just gonna be like.
Your job is to sell sex shit and check if nobody is going to steal it. Tang ina. Did you see anyone in the door? at the door, did you see anyone?
No, there was no guard at all. There's no fucking anyone anywhere. Pero dude, if kaya niya nakawin yung fucking dildo, man, someone from fucking, like, someone went to Dulo. You know Dulo, diba?
Yeah,
someone
yeah.
went to Dulo and fucking stole the router, gago. The fucking Wi-Fi router. Ang ina, diba? Imagine mo yun. If kaya yung dildo, kaya yung router, tangina. I mean, baliktad, but like, yes. Tana.
Wait lang. Wait lang. Bakit ka magnanakaw ng router?
Dude, siguro naghihirap na siya. Kailangan niya ng router, gago.
What
or,
do
like,
you...
Or like, wala siyang Wi-Fi sa condo. I don't know.
Anyway, lesson of the day. What is the lesson of the day with this thing?
Don't steal shit. I don't know.
No.
Don't be a kleptomaniac.
The lesson of the day is do your job properly. Putang ina.
Oh yeah, true. Do your job. Dana, because if not, you lose it.
All right, so. That ends our segment that is called the 6 o'clock, and we have to go on a short break. And with our break, we have to play because I am from the independent music scene. I'm getting lost here. I like to play some independent local music. So, and since this is our show, and this song is going to be my song, we are going to play my recently released single, which is titled Keep. So, I hope you guys stream this. I hope you guys like us, follow us. Like and follow Keen Trinity on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And yeah, enjoy this song. We'll be right back. All right. Hello, guys. Welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. And as you can see, we are both really fucked up right now, especially me. So,
just you.
Well, yeah, whatever. I told Mika that I'm backing out of the drinking game already. I can't take it. Look at me. And this is the first episode, man. So, putaina. Yeah, I am weak. Mika is giving me the face of disappointment. I'm sorry, Mika. I am sorry. All right.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, but you still love me, so yeah. All right. We go to our second segment, which is called Over Being Sober. All right. This segment is about alcohol and other vices. And all right, I'd like to talk about this this following segment, which is about
that. You're slurring.
Wait. Let me go to my. There we go. And yeah, here we go.
Ow, that's right.
Sorry for that burp. Look at that beautiful human being. All right. So this segment is about a man that gets locked in the shop's beer fridge and stays there and gets drunk. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have amas already, so chill out. All right, so basically, wait, let me stop this and let's go back to the show. All right. So basically, there's this man from America, because, you know, these white people are fucking crazy and shit. This man got locked in a fucking fridge of a convenience store for like hours, like more than 5 hours, but probably 6 hours or more. So what happened was he got trapped there for hours, so he drank. Yep. What else would you do if you got trapped inside a convenience store refrigerator with lots of booze? You drink, logically. It's fucking free booze. Quote unquote free booze. And free this booze. 30-year-old man said, and I quote, he just wanted beer.
Mood is such a big mood.
Yeah, when questioned by the police, who later charged him with retail theft. So yeah, he didn't get free booze and he got charged with theft. All right. He was trapped by like 11:50 p.m. And then he was then let out by another customer at around 6 a.m.
And he was what?
Yeah. So basically, he got trapped.
It's what happened, but like, how did he get out?
How did he get out? A customer let him get out.
Oh.
Yeah.
After hours? Wow.
After hours, yeah. He was quote unquote trapped. But to be honest, yeah, he just wanted free booze.
And... Dude, if I were him, I'd do the same thing, though.
You fucking alcoholic woman, man.
I'm not an alcoholic. You're the fucking alcoholic. And you know it.
Me? No.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about how many alcoholic beverages he drank. All right, so...
Sorry.
He drank like an 18-ounce bottle of beer, 3 cans of malt beverage, as well as knocking over a stack of 30-can beer packs and breaking 3 of the cases open. So, yeah. He drank a lot. I mean, yeah, it's a lot. And he drank a lot.
It's more of like he wasted more than than him drinking more. Kasi, tangina, ang daming alak yun. Tapos na, sira in there, nahulod niya lang, whatever.
Tangina, di ba? And that shit... I'm sorry. What did you say?
Bruh.
And the cherry on top is He didn't pay for that shit, man.
Wait, he didn't? So he got away with it long?
Yeah, no. He didn't get away with it. But he tried to not get away with it. So yeah, the police issued the man a citation for retail theft. Basically, he didn't get free booze. And he got arrested, I think. Yeah. He basically got busted. Fucking idiot.
But then it's like, dude, if you think about it, parang he was like, talagang, you know, he got stuck in the fucking fridge talaga.
No.
Even though he had...
he was stuck there for... Yeah. Let's assume that the convenience store was 24 hours like a 7-Eleven. And... Yeah. Oh, wait, my camera's on. Oh, never mind. Anyway... Let's assume that the convenience store was 24 hours and 7:24, and all he could have done was knock on the glass and ask for help, which he did not. True. He did not do, as you can see.
Because he had an opportunity to fucking drink the bar, so look at him there.
But still, come on, check this out. Look at this face. Let's judge him by his face. Come on. Look at that dude. Oh, wait. Oh, no. What's happening?
Yeah. What?
Oh, no. This is the first episode, guys. And there we go. Look at that. Does that man look like someone? What does he look like?
He looks like someone I could trust. Someone I would drink with.
Wait, are you serious?
Someone I would make bad decisions with. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Understandable. But come on. Goddamn ads.
Everything you need to podcast.
We already have a podcast, bitch. All right, come on. Look at that face.
Dude, he looks like this fucking actor. Actor Bashar, what?
No, so he's not an actor. Someone. He's not an actor.
I mean, I'm just saying he looks like this one actor. Or Hanika, sure. If actor, sure. What? I don't know.
Anyway, going back to the story, I just have one... All right. One question. Was he already drunk before this shit happened?
Possible. Could be.
Just like this. Tangina. What the fuck, man?
That's super possible. Or pwedeng he's just like, ooh, alak. Tangina. I'm gonna drink.
Yeah, I get him. Free booze is free booze. Even if it's not free booze. I mean, look what happened. It's not free booze. Look what happened to him. Fucking dumbass.
Fun though. Like, fucking solid yun gaga.
Pero, man. Tangina, his thinking was like a super stonks. Tangina, stonks mindset, pare. Stonks.
Stonks mindset, gaga.
Tangina, sobrang advanced mag-istip. Akala niya free booze, pero it's not.
Parang ikaw, gaga.
Me? Why me? Ba't nadamay ako? Mm-hmm.
Stonks. Advanced.
Anyway... The lesson of the story is do not drink that much. No, Malik.
Not really. Know your limits.
I mean, look at me. I'm fucked up already. Wait, Malik. Lesson of the story is mali yung di ka nagbabayad. Shoplifting is bad. All right? Do not ever shoplift.
Even if it's like good boy, kasi si Lance, so.
Even if it's
wala
like
siyang thrill sa life. No even fun, if it's no like, thrill, no anything at all.
What even if it's like a loser. Like one Mentos candy or like Judge chewing gum. Tangina man. Tangina.
Man, like, kasi hindi niya kaya. He never did it, so he doesn't know what it feels like.
Man, be a civilized human being and pay for the shit that you want to consume. Because you might you might not know that the employee who was doing his or her job might lose their job because of your stupid fucking shit, man. Could you imagine that?
I feel so attacked.
See, imagine if somebody got fired because of your asshole moves. So yeah, don't ever fucking shoplift. Unless if it's condoms. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying that practice safe
jokes
sex,
guys. Jokes are half meant. Jokes are half meant.
Fuck you, practice Mika. I love you. Oh, by the way, the drinking game is over. I can't do it anymore.
Sadly,
look at me.
He sucks. Yeah.
Look at me, man. I'm super fucked up right now. Fuck this.
You can obviously tell na hindi na niya kaya.
Yeah, I literally can't. But anyway, by ending this segment, let's go back to another short break with a very beautiful song by my friends from Cagayan de Oro, which
CDO mga yawa.
Yeah, CDO mga pisting, pisting yawa.
Mga kaon, pisting yawa.
Kaon oten po dai. Giatay man. Kaon oten. Tangina man.
Kaon oten.
This show is fucked up, man.
All right, fucked up, man.
This song is titled wait, what is the title anyway?
Wait. I'll try.
It's Sabihin Mo Na Lang. Tama
ba? Yeah, Sabihin Mo Na Lang.
Sabihin Mo Na Lang by Cyberband. So, yeah, enjoy this song.
Sabihin mo na lang kung ano yung tatagal mo. Sabihin
right, we are back at the show, and I hope you guys like that song. That song was from a cyber band, and they are residing from a CDO, which is a Cagayan de Oro. All right.
CDO.
Yeah, CDO. CDO, Carne Norte. Charot. All right. We go to our last segment, which is titled Meanwhile in the World. Basically, this segment is about... Yeah. It's basically about dumb shit happening in the rest of the world because there's already dumb shit happening in the Philippines. And yeah. All right. This story is about... Judge clears man who broke into the wrong house to fulfill client's BDSM sex fantasy. So, yeah. Putang ina.
Putang ina.
Putang ina.
Putang ina.
All right. So, let me tell you about this story right now. All right. This is going to be a long story. So, brace yourselves. All right. This quote-unquote suspect named Terrence Leroy and his partner, who is unnamed, were hired for a BDSM job, but they went to the wrong address. So, yeah.
Wait, I didn't know about that, Yago. How they went to the right one.
Nope. We're off to a very fucked up start. So, yeah.
Okay.
The said BDSM job was posted on Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
That's weird.
It was posted on Facebook. Yeah. All right. The client who posted that post on Facebook said that he was looking for someone willing to tie him up and then rub a broom handle around his underwear. Kinky. Utang ina.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. And I quote from the judge dealing with this case. He was willing to pay $5,000 if it was a really good. Tang ina, $5,000.
Okay.
Imagine what you could buy with $5,000. All right, going back to the story. A police officer testified that the man who hired Leroy and another unidentified man had a history of proclivity for engaging the services of people.
Okay.
I'm fucked up. I'm
Proclivity.
Sorry.
Proclivity.
Proclivity.
Proclivity. Proclivity or proclivity?
Proclivity. I'm sorry. We're already in the first episode, and we're getting fucked up already. Anyway, let me repeat myself. The police officer told the judge that this man, quote unquote, has a history and a proclivity for engaging the services of people. Basically, this man is fucking horny for BDSM shit. It's basic as that.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. And, alright, so, they booked the job and, yeah, they talked about it. Alright, let's go to where they fucked up. All right. So, Mr. Terrence Leroy and his business partner went to the wrong address. Putangina, they went to the wrong address. I don't know how you fuck up an address for this kind of shit, especially.
Like you're just super crossfaded or super lasagna. You're just like, oh my god, this is the right address. Let's just go here.
How do you even know if it's the right address when you're that fucked up though? Right?
You double check. That's why you always double check where you're going. It's like pinning to where you go and shit like that, like where you go home and all that.
Exactly. Anyway, the homeowner of the wrong address was on his way to use the bathroom. It was like early morning and shit. Anyway, he heard some noise and assumed it was his friend engaging. Oh wait, it was his friend who came by each day to make coffee. So basically, this guy who owned this home has this friend who he always makes coffee for. I don't know why. Maybe they're related or not. Or maybe they're a couple or something. I don't know what the fuck
it's
they're
doing.
It's
lagging for me. So I don't know what's happening.
So anyway. Oh,
your work.
Yeah. Basically, this is sweet because he makes coffee for his friend. It's basic as that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then the homeowner of the wrong address heard some noise from Leroy and his friend. And he turned on the lights and he saw Leroy and his friend holding motherfucking machetes.
Wait, what?
They were holding machetes. Yep, they were holding machetes. Yep, they were holding machetes.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of kink is. I don't know what kind of kink.
Dude, that's super Dalek Skago. That's weird. That's weird as fuck.
Yep.
Like, you could kill that fucking person.
It was. All right. The owner of the wrong address turned on the lights and he saw Leroy and his friend. And. Leroy. Leo and his friend then asked what was the name of the guy of the wrong address. And the guy who was living in the wrong address said his name. And then Leroy and his friend concluded that this was the wrong address and they fucked up. You know what they did after this? All right.
Sure.
They basically said... sorry, mate. And the other one was shaking this victim's quote unquote victim's hand for the
and said bye.
And said bye.
Wait.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, mate. Shook his hand and said bye.
Sabaw, gago. Sabaw, sabaw, sabaw.
Obviously, the homeowner was shook as fuck.
Yeah. For sure, gago.
Yeah, so anyway, Leroy and his friend went to the right address and they probably did the job that they were supposed to do. And this owner of the wrong address called the cops. And the cops saw the machete. And yeah, Leroy and his friend was fucking charged. They were charged. Wait, let me read my notes, all right?
What a noob. What a noob.
But so they were charged, okay? So.
Yeah, kasi they were tied up. And then a man was stroking his semi-naked body with his... Wait, what?
No.
Wait, so it says...
No. You're medyo malay.
I'm wrong. Yeah. Sorry.
Basically,
ganito nangyari. But it said in your fucking notes.
Ganito nangyari, okay? This guy posted something on Facebook na about BDSM shit. And Leroy and his friend were G. So they were G and mm-hmm. And they went to the fucking wrong address. And they brought machetes with them. I don't know what kind of kink this is with machetes, but yeah, they bought machetes.
Super sketch that the guys swear to God.
Yeah, they fucked up the whole job. Anyway, they said sorry and shook the guy's hand and went to the right address and assuming that they did the good job already. Now, the owner of the wrong address called the cops, and the cops arrested Leroy and his friend. Fast forward to the case, and they're at court. So, what happened at court was Leroy's attorney successfully argued that the whole mishap, as he told the court, arose from a commercial agreement to tie up and stroke a semi-naked man in his underpants with a groom.
A broom, not a groom.
A broom. Sorry. I'm fucked up. I'm sorry. Yeah, a broom. I don't know what kink that is.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Whatever kink you have, I respect it, but putangina, I will judge it.
If kink want to pee on people, then why not? Okay, alright. If that's your kink, then go along.
Yeah, go along. Pero putangina, I'm free to judge your kink. Putangina ka. Anyway.
True.
So I just have a question. Where the fuck in Facebook do you post jobs like that?
Dude, there are groups. Like, I mean, if there are groups for, like, what's your Ulan Pare or, like, instruments for sale, why not have a group for, like, hey, I'm looking for someone who's, like, I don't know, kinky or whatever.
Are you telling me you're... Wait, are you part of those groups?
Yeah, what? No, guys. Why would I be part of those groups? Tangina ka ba? Baka ikaw. You secretly, you're secretly part of those groups. I'm pretty sure.
No, man. I'm clean as a whistle. It's possible. No, yeah, I don't do that shit, man. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Dude, Dana, I feel like you are, though. But like,
nope.
Okay, if you say so, I believe you then.
Nope, I'm not part of those groups. But I am interested. Motherfuckers.
Interested dan puta. So yeah, I'll be like, fucking Kiani wants like someone to like sneak into his house and do some BDSM shit to him. So like, willing to pay, pero 100 lang po per ano per hour. Kasi tangina. Nagihirap na po kami. Pandemic po tangina.
Minus the broomstick shit, tangina. I'm interested to be part of those groups, man.
You need that broomstick. I mean, if there's a fucking, what do you call this? How big is a dildo again?
I don't know, depending on the size you want.
No, if there's a fucking dildo from the first segment, dude, a broom will work wonders with you. Because that's fucking long, so I think you need it. I mean, I know you're secretly gay, so, like, it's fine.
Fuck you, dude. I'm straight. I'm straighter than raw spaghetti.
Yeah, dude, sure. I believe you. I believe you, whatever you say. But, like...
I hate you.
What I know, I know. What I know, I know. Man.
Ang ina mo. Anyway, let's go back. Ma.
Yeah, let's go carry back on. But, stuff. Like... Do you wonder though, like if the job was ever finished?
Yeah, I think they finished it because I don't know.
This is why I think.
Fuck you.
Oh, you heard that? Sorry.
Wait, do you think that the client wanted the broomstick up of his ass?
I mean, the deeper the better, right? So. Why not?
What?
I don't know, dude. Joke lang gago.
Ang ina gago.
Siyempre, joke lang.
Joke the deeper, lang the better, ang puta.
Bitch, you'd know. Fuck you.
Why me? I'm asking you. Tang inang yan.
Shot na lang tayo. Shot na lang. I'm just gonna take a shot.
No, I'm good with shots. All right, so
yeah, I know.
I have one more question for this fucked up story.
Yeah, what is it?
Imagine the shock and horror of the homeowner. The homeowner of the wrong address, man. Imagine you're minding your business, wanting to take a piss in your bathroom, and you hear noise. It's either you assume it's ghosts or motherfucking thieves. And you see...
There's no in-between.
Yeah, there's no in-between. And then you see two grown-ass men with fucking machetes. Putang ina.
Yawa. Dude, actually solid yung gag.
You have to be high to enjoy that shit, man. High or super fucking drunk.
Why that's bawal? Lagot ka kay Duterte, gago. Papakulong kita.
That's bawal. Pidea wants to know your location.
Pidea wants to know your location, not mine. Because I'm an innocent little bitch. And you're not.
Oy, you said bitch. Take a shot.
Dude, I've been drinking. You haven't been drinking. Tangina mo ba?
Dude, I'm look at me. I'm super fucked up, man. Hindi ko na kaya. Okay, hindi ko na kaya. I mean, I'm sorry.
Hindi ko kasalanan na mahina ka. You know, so.
Anyway, after the shock and horror, why would you shake his hand?
Salamat kasi na ano mo yung aking sexual desires. Joke lang.
No.
I don't know.
He shook the wrong homeowners.
Wait lang. Can I just say that you look like you're about to puke? I mean, if you're about to puke, go lang. Pero if you're gonna puke, don't.
Do I'm not gonna puke.
Or show things you're not supposed to.
I'm having hiccups, alright? I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, back to normal.
No, you're not.
Why would you shake his hand, dude?
Why would you shake his hand? I'm asking you. You're a guy.
Imagine me, like, imagine this. Imagine ako yung. Imagine ako yung. The other dude for the BDSM job. So,
okay. Yeah,
it's me. All right. Sorry, mate. Wrong address, I guess. I was supposed to do a BDSM job, but this is the wrong address. So, sorry, mate. Shakes his hand, and I can't be seen on the camera. So, okay lang. Tang inang okay internet to. We're cursed because we live in the Philippines, so putangina. Mm-hmm. Wait. I can see myself again on the camera. Is it rolling? Am I moving? Oh yeah, you're moving.
You're moving now.
Imagine I'm the dude for the BDS.
You're not moving.
I'm not moving again.
Yeah.
Internet to gago. Hayop.
Putangina mo din.
Okay, let's
see. Okay, now it says looking for the phone. It's a cat. It's Ginger.
You know what? Never mind. I already said. Oh, there I am.
Wait, you're moving. Okay, wait. No, you're not moving again.
Putang ina, gago. Never mind.
Yeah, wow.
Never mind. Fucking okay. Internet sucks, man.
Wait. Key, you're moving. Okay. Do what you're doing.
I'm not gonna stand up. Maybe there's something when I stand up. So, yeah.
Okay.
Imagine, I'm the BDSM guy. And, yeah. So, sorry, mate. Wrong address. Putang ina. If I was these guys for the BDSM job, I'd be like, I'd just run away. Like, walk. Oh, wrong address. Bye. And then run. Putang ina.
Dude, I would hug the fucking person.
Dude, why would you hug the person? Putang ina.
Wala, I just like hugs. So why not?
Wait, they didn't.
Para mas awkward, di ba? Kasi parang, yo man, thanks.
Do you think they'd act like super all natural and shit?
Syempre hindi. Kasi they're just gonna be like, the fuck, man, you just fucking hugged me. The fuck is the shit? What the fuck is going on? So they're gonna be like asshole. So fucking confused. So might as well leave like making them feel confused and all that. Diba?
Asshole.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. Just like you. Just like everyone else.
But I'm a cute asshole.
No, you're not, though.
Wait, they didn't say this on the article, but what do you think were they wearing?
Oh my god. Okay, so I have this friend. I'm not gonna say his name, but I think he was like wearing a lot of latex or like leather and then some tights and all that shit. Like, you know, those hot kind those... of thing. And then, like, they had, like, fucking had, like, those really dark eyeliner, like, right over here and all that. Sobrang weird. Pero sobrang sakto ng tao na naiisip ko right now.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But, yeah, he's, like, one of my best friends. You know who it is. One of my best friends.
I don't know this dude. Drop the name.
You know this dude.
Drop
the
name.
I'm not
going
to say the name. It's your favorite artist ever. Don't say the name.
Oh my god! Seriously?
Forgets, huh?
Putangina! Oh my god! Gago legit ka ba?
Dude, yeah. Tangina mo gago, tus gago. Like, yeah, him. For sure. For sure.
Putangina! Sobrang mind blown na right now. Gago ang nakikita mo lang ngayon. Oh, wait, there it is.
I can see now. Yeah. But yeah, him. You know, wait, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about right
now.
Yeah,
okay.
Putangina! Gago, look at me!
Dude, sobrang, pero, not like in a funny way, tangina mo, sobrang ganda niya kaya magbihis, gago.
Yeah, I know.
Tangina mo ba?
I'm sorry, guys, di nyo may tinanong nangyayari, pero, yeah. Putangina!
It's hot though, it's hot.
It's hot kasi maganda katawan niya, okay? Hindi siya mataba. Imagine if it was me. I mean, look at my body, tangina.
Never seen your body, I'm sorry.
Imagine me wearing a gimp suit.
Dude, wait. Pwede.
No.
Pwede.
No.
Pwede.
Imagine these two suspects. Mm-hmm. Imagine, let's assume they were wearing gimp suits because this is BDSM shit. Mm-hmm. And this innocent homeowner seeing two people in a gimp suit holding machetes. Putangina.
Dude, honestly, yun yung pinakasabaw. Like, why? Why those fucking... yun. Tangina.
Tangina. American Horror Story shit, pare.
Tangina, gago, pwede. Yung, what episode? Hotel, gago. AHS Hotel, gago, pwede.
No, gago, or, Horror House, first episode. First season.
Oh, yeah. Horror House, gago. Tangina. Kasi, oh, yeah, super sakta. Tapos yung dude na na-fuck niya. I mean, yung dude na finok yung girl. Yeah. Tangina.
Pero tangina, man, di ako makagit over yung sinabi mo.
Alin, tangina.
Sumusuot ng gimp suit yung isa kong paboritong artist. Seryoso ka ba? Tangina.
Tangina mo, you know, if you're watching this, man, you know I love you. I really do. But, like, can't unsee because of fucking Kiyani. Like, ina.
Wait, matanong.
Paul ka pare, tangina. Paul ka gago.
Did you see him wear this suit?
No.
How do you know that he wears this suit?
I just think he does. I'm pretty sure.
You think? So, putang ina, you just assumed that he was wearing it.
Malay mo, I've seen something, but like, I just don't want to drop hints or like, okay, I get you.
I get you. Pero...
Gawain mo kasi, gawain mo. Oh my God. You. You've done it. You know what I mean.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, let's go back to the story. Let's give a round of applause for the justice system. Because Leroy and his friend were not arrested for this shit. Because the judge said what did the judge say?
Imagine all the wonders if they got arrested. This kink nila yan.
No. I didn't put it in my notes. I'm sorry. Pero basically the judge, I mean, nakalagay naman na sa title, so judge
lets him free.
Yeah, the judge lets him free because it was just a misunderstanding. Because basically it was a business agreement and they just fucked it up. They didn't want to threat someone. They just wanted to do their job, which was rub a broomstick on this dude's genitalia.
That is me as a judge. She's like, I understand where you're coming from.
So yeah, this judge is logically thinking. So justice system works. Applause, Mika. Clap with me.
Applause, bitch. Clap, bitch. Clap, clap, clap.
And yeah, putang ina, that does it for our first episode.
Putang ina, yeah. First and last, joke lang.
Fuck you, Mika. Don't do that. Tain, I can't do this without you. I love you so much, man. Cheers for you.
That's just no cheers, cause that's just fucking water. I'm gonna drink real alcohol. Cause you're a pussy ass little bitch.
So yeah. This show again is titled We Apologize in Advance because we can already tell that from our next episodes that someone and somewhere will get offended by the shit we talk about on the show. You know, it's either white people or woke people on Twitter. So fuck all of you. Grow some balls, motherfucker. Tangina. There's a fucking balls. Pandemic happening in the world and you choose to be woke. Suck my dick. I'm just kidding. Tangina. Suck my dick, ang puta. Anyway, this was a fun first episode. Oh, fuck you. This was a fun first episode, don't you think, Mika?
No, not really.
What? Seriously? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just meh. Meh. Joke lang. Meh.
Meh. Love you, Mika.
Meh.
Love you. Mwah.
I have to pee, so hurry up.
So yeah, let's get this shit finished. So I've been your host. We've been your host. My name is Keen Kupal.
And I am Mika Maldita, and I'm for sure right after this that Kiani will fucking puke.
No, I won't. Fuck you.
So he will for sure. I have proof. I have receipts. So if ever, I'll show them to you guys for proof.
Don't. She's lying. She's fucking lying.
I'm not lying. I will post it if I have to just to show the proof that you are a fucking weak ass little bitch.
Fuck you,
Mika. But yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's it for tonight. The first episode of We Apologize in Advance. My name is Keen Kupal and
I am Mika Maldita once again, but like he's lasing na, so he doesn't know na sinabi niya na yon kanina.
So we are signing off. Good night and enjoy your weekend, guys. Love you.
Love y'all. Suck my dick. Y'all suck.
All right. Goodbye.
Adios, amigos. Mwah.
Mwah.